This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. India has strongly protested against the references made to the Home Minister Amit Shah by Canada's Deputy Minister David Morrison before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission and conveyed India's protests. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on the 29th of October. On cancellation of Diwali celebrations in Canada, the spokesperson termed it unfortunate, and the prevailing atmosphere in Canada has reached high levels of intolerance and extremism. Responding to the query on visas, Mr. Jaiswal said that the New Delhi is monitoring the well-being of students and temporary workers from India who are currently in Canada. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore from today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also chair the 15th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart, Penny Wong, in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the second Raisina Down Under to be held in Australian Parliament House. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will visit to Singapore for an official visit on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN, India Network of Think Tanks. He will also meet the leadership of Singapore to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore the avenues to further enhance the bilateral relationship. In two separate encounters in Kashmir Valley, three terrorists have been neutralized by the joint team of security forces following cordon and search operation based on specific intelligence regarding their presence in the respective areas. The operation later turned into the gun battles that resulted in the elimination of three terrorists. According to Akashvani News, IGP Kashmir V.K. Burdi confirmed that one top Lashkar commander identified as Usman Alias Chota Walid, hailing from Pakistan, has been killed in an encounter in Kanyar area of Srinagar. The slain terrorist had been active for a long time and was involved in several terror crimes in the Kashmir Valley. During the operation, four security personnel, which included two JNK police personnel and two jawans of Central Reserve Police Force, were injured and have been shifted to the hospital. Mr. Burdi said that the two terrorists have been killed by the security forces in Larnu Kukirnag encounter in Anantnag district of South Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived at Ranchi on 2 days visit to Jharkhand. Mr. Shah is scheduled to review poll preparation with the state BJP leaders. Jharkhand Assembly election in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Shah will release the party's Sankalp Patra today. The union minister will also address the three election rallies in Dhalbhumgarh, in Ghatshila, Barkatta in Hazirabad and Simaria in Chatra today. Manipur Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya asked the vice-chancellors and the registrars of the central and the state universities to act sincerely for the total implementation of the new education policy 2020. An official said that the governor met the vice-chancellors and the registrars of the central and the state university at Raj Bhavan in Imphal and discussed the status of the full implementation of NEP in Manipur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.